कई घर में नहीं गया। कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सद भक्ताय नमो। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाप्रदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनम गौरस्तुते। मरमैया कहाँ गई? एंड ही हैज ए डॉटर named Rukmini. Beautiful, so much beautiful that at that time in whole world she was in it. And as she was beautiful, she was so much qualified in all arts, in everything, all qualities very high. In the boyhood, Nar came there and he was glorifying Krishna. That Krishna is very beautiful and he has all qualities in him. So beautiful. He looks like always at the age of 60, not more than that. Though he is now about more than 100, but yet he is like 60, very powerful, and he has left a Govardhan. He has defeated so many demons in Vrindavan, and he has killed Krishna also, Kamsa, and so many demons. He was so beautiful when actually he was in the age of 14, 15, 16, that even deer, animals, cows, calves, they used to love him. What to tell of gopis? Almost all the gopis, they gave their life and soul in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna is very, Krishna was very, Nara was telling that in this world, nowadays, Krishna having all possessing all these qualities in him, and he is the strongest person in the world. Anyone cannot defeat him. He will not be old at any time. Always like young and young. So, hearing this, the baby Rukmini from very little age, he wanted to know more and more about Krishna. And when he became of about 12 years old, now she was going to mature his age, but not mature. She was most beautiful in at that time. So when she heard the glory and the beauty of and sweetness of Krishna, she gave her heart in the lotus feet of Krishna and decided that I will marry only Krishna. I cannot marry any one of them. So she decided. But it did not told anything to their parents and anyone. But when he became of 16, his father and mother wanted to choose any very good, right. They also heard about Krishna, they knew about Krishna. they also decided that we should give marry this our daughter to Krishna. But the brother of Rukmini was a friend of Jarasandha, Kamsa, Shishupal, of all the demons. And he was like a demon. He was against Krishna. So he did not want it that my dear this sister should not be married with Krishna. But Rukmini, he has given heart to Krishna and decided that I will not marry anyone except Krishna. But the king now, the father of Rukmini, now became old, and the brother of Rukmini, that is Rukmi, now he was so young, of 25, 26, and very, very strong. So he decided that I will give my sister marriage to Shishupal. He was also a very strong personality of person, but he was against all this Krishna. He was somewhat like brother to Krishna, maternal cousin, but he was always against. So he decided that I will marry my sister Shishupal. And he invited Shishupal. And he fixed a date that in this date you should all come with Jarasandha and so many strong kings, and I will marry my sister to you. So date was fixed. Rukmini knew, and she was very much worried for him. उनको जब मालूम हुआ रुक्मिणी तो बड़ी दुखी हुई. हमने तो विवाह कर लिया है, चोल रस्म बाकी है. आई हैव डन माई मैरिज, ओनली सम फॉर्मेलिटी हैज टू बी डन. इफ एनी वन गिव्स हिज हार्ट टू एनी वन, एक्चुअली दिस इज रियल मैरिज. एंड इफ द हार्ट ऑफ एनी गर्ल नॉट गिवन टू एनी वन, and father, mother, or parents, or anyone, by force they give the marriage, this is not actual marriage. Marriage is that if any girl is charmed with the beauty, with the strongness, with the other things of a good boy, and she gets her heart, knowingly or unwillingly, this is the real marriage. Like Sita gave her heart to Ramchandra before marriage, and she never married anyone else. Like Draupadi. Draupadi gave her heart to Arjuna, and he never married anyone else. Karna, Dushasana, Duryodhana, they wanted to marry her. You know, Prithviraj and Uski Istri? Prithviraj ki Jayachand ki ladki. Sanjukta. You know Sanjukta? He gave her heart to Prithviraj. And his father wanted that he should be married to others. But she jumped up on the horse of Prithviraj and in the same way she was thinking, Rukmini, that I cannot marry. I may die, I take poison, I may lose my life, and but I will never marry anyone. All the kings with called?
Army.
Shishupal. They came there in Vidarbha state, Vidarbhunka Rajdhani, Vidarbha Mayai, with so many military, big, big military, so many commanders with weapons. They came. Next day, the date of marriage was there. Bharata Rukmini told that I will never marry that person. Came up. I will marry only Krishna. So he wrote a letter and gave it a very good Brahmin book, Brahmin. He is Purohit. Purohit Janji.
Priest.
And told that you should quickly go and today, just today, and you should return back in the night with Krishna. Otherwise my body will be there, only body, no life, nothing. I cannot marry with a jackal. I have given my heart to a lion. This body cannot be given to any jackal or a lion. And he told in letter that, O Krishna, you are my husband. Because I have promised, I have given my heart, so it cannot be taken. Indian lady are so chaste that if they have given words to anyone, oh, that marriage is done. If a girl has given his hand to anyone and this hand cannot come again, like the daughter of Shukracharya, he took out from a well a Yajati, and then, oh, she told that, oh, you have caught my hand, now you are my husband. He told that, oh, I am Kshatri and you are Brahmin, so I cannot marry you. But she told that, oh, I have given my heart and everything. Then you will have to take permission from your father Shukracharya. So they yes, and she took permission and then. So similarly, Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna that Krishna, at once you should come in the night, because tomorrow they possibly they want to marry me with Shishupal, but he is jackal, and married with Shringa. You are like lion. So if you are not coming, then no harm. All will see my this dead body, and they can marry my dead body. When Krishna knew this, he became so great. He at that time in Sudharma Sabha, all that present there, he told nothing to anyone, and he went out of Sudharma Sabha. And at once on a chariot, and he stopped. Baldev also followed him with
soldiers
and army. Krishna went there, and when there was about sun to rise in morning, very morning, and whole night, what became of Rukmini? Wetting, and taking bath with tears also. What to do? Wetting eagerly. When it was morning, then Brahmin came and he told that Krishna has come. Oh, she became so happy. Then in evening, there was Muhurta, Muhurta Janti hai. Muhurta mane kya? Vivaha ka Muhurta. Auspicious time for marriage. So before that, in the evening, there was any riti, there was any rule and regulation. That custom, in Indian custom, that Before marriage, the girl should go to Bhavani Devi, Parvati, and worship Parvati, and take
benediction,
and then she should go to marriage. Rukmini was going there, and she was so beautiful. Even Demi God saw and became sad. All wanted to marry Rukmini. But Rukmini was not looking here and there. And she went inside the temple and she was praying with tears. Oh Devi, please give me the benediction that this should be my husband and I should be married with him. At once all saw that like a thunderbolt in the sky, in the very darkness, as it comes thunderbolt, at once Krishna jumped in the, all the soldiers were in guard, and Krishna appeared with his
chariot.
And when he was there, and Rukmini at once knew that Krishna has come, and at once she worshipped Bhavani and came out of the temple, and he jumped from the chariot, nothing to take. Krishna did not took like this. She jumped from the chariot and he took the
reins
of horses, and Krishna took his bow and arrow, and he defeated all the kings. And Rukmini was so brave, and she was so expert in also she used to know shooting and everything, so expert. She was so brave and so bold and strong also. She could have defeated Shishupal and others also. So Krishna was fighting and she was, and thus Krishna defeated all. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu also came, and a big battle was there, and all were defeated. Shishupal and all. Rukmini also. Then Krishna took Rukmini on chariot and began to come towards Dwarka. Baldev was also following. And the brother of Rukmini, what he was doing, he was following with bow and arrow to Krishna and Rukmini. And he promised that I will never return to my kingdom unless I will defeat Krishna and take my sister with me, and then I will marry to Shishupal. But Krishna defeated Rukmini. And Baldev Prabhu came at once. Krishna wanted to kill him, but Baldev Prabhu told, oh, you should not kill, because he is brother of your now wife. The marriage was not done, but Rukmini has adopted you like her husband. So no, you are husband, so you should not kill him. Krishna told that I have promised that I should kill him. Then what should I do? Baldev Prabhu told that if you want to make anger your wife, then you can. So I think that it will not be justified to kill him. This Krishna tells, I have promised. Then Krishna told that if there is a person who is very executed family person, then he should be
dishonored.
How he kept so many sikhas, and he saved him so many half like this, only half, and he kept so much some here, and all here, some set. Here, but he kept some here, and so many sikha here and there. and thus he was dishonored, and then he left that. Then he became so. वो बहुत लज्जित हो गया एंड वो कभी अपने घर में नहीं लौटा उसी जंगल में अपनी राजधानी बनाकर के फिर राजधानी बनाया he never returned to his kingdom he made a new kingdom there and he began to be there so Krishna went then द्वारका on दीपावली बड़ी जोश से हुई दीपावली मैंने दीपावली दीपावली यू नो
lands
all over kingdom and they welcomed Rukmini and Krishna and also Baldev. So इसलिए यदि किसी का सगाई हो गया ना तो इसका मतलब क्या है शादी हो गई और रस्म केवल बाकी है समझ रही हैं आप ना यदि सगाई हो गई किसी कारण से तो इसका मतलब हो जो विवाह हो गया केवल रस्म बाकी है अब उसमें ये नहीं देखना है जैसे पीछे क्या है हमारी भारतीय रमणियों का ये विवाह का विधि है यदि ये सोचता है कि ये सगाई हो गई किंतु ये लड़का कमाऊ नहीं है यह ठीक नहीं है क्यों कि थोड़ा सा वस्ता धनी नहीं है और लड़का सुलक्षण है किंतु कमा नहीं रहा है कोई हर्ज नहीं जो कोई लड़का खुद कमा रहा हो इफ ए मैन इज वर्किंग सो मच एंड ही इज अर्निंग सो मच मनी एंड देन ए गर्ल हैज वाज मैरिड बट इट मे बी दैट आफ्टर मैरिज दैट बिजनेस विल गो डाउन इट मे बी कोई ठीक नहीं है ने? जो भी बिजनेस नहीं कर रहा है वो हो सकता है विवाह के बाद में फिर बिजनेस करने लगे वो धनी हो जाए और जिसका बिजनेस है उसका बिजनेस फेल हो सकता है कोई ठीक नहीं इसलिए जब हो गया मन में संकल्प कर लिया उसको जरूर विवाह करने चाहिए धन बड़ी चीज नहीं है धर्म बड़ी चीज है ना हमारे लिए भारतीय रमणियों के लिए ये चीज बहुत बड़ा भारी संपत्ति है पति यदि लंगड़ा लूढ़ा कमाने वाला नहीं हो निर्धन भी हो तो भी पत्नी उसकी सेवा करेगी और पति भी उसकी सब समय सेवा करेगा उसके इच्छा अनुसार में कार्य करेगा इसलिए निश्चिंत होकर के तुम लोग काम करो डरने की और चिंता करने की कोई भी बात नहीं है ना हमने देखा है जब विवाह के समय बहुत धनी था और कुछ दिनों के बाद में बिजनेस फेल हो गया गरीब हो गया तो इसलिए अपने पति को छोड़ देगी ये अमेरिका में इंग्लैंड में और जापान इत्यादि में ये सब में हो हमारे यहाँ नहीं भारतीय नहीं इसलिए भारतीय लोग सुखी हैं गरीब होने पर भी सुखी हैं एक एनिमन इज नॉट मिलियन मिलियनर एंड ही इज पुअर बट ही इज हैप्पी ही इज कॉम एंड क्वाइट नो प्रॉब्लम And if a man is so, like Quintal, Clinton, and he is President of America, and he has very beautiful wife, and they, और उनकी लड़की भी बड़ी सुंदरी है but he met with a girl officeman, and He lost himself. So Indian ladies are, persons are not like that. He will never be happy. Whole world is now laughing at him. So Indian ladies not like this. Or Indian persons not like this. ये कैसे संभव है? यदि भक्ति होगी तो कैसे भक्ति हो इफ देर इज भक्ति देन मे वी कैन बी स्ट्रांग लाइक दिस बट इफ यू हैव नो कृष्ण भक्ति वी कैनट बी स्ट्रांग सो मच वी आर बाउंड टू वट चेंज और क्या दूसरे का डाइवोर्स वी कैनट बी हैप्पी यू नो दैट देर वॉज द प्रेम and he was so realized so. His name was Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya ka naam suna hoga, shayad nahi ho. Maharaj, Janak ke ye purohit the aur guru the. He was the guru of Maharaj Janak. You know that Janak was not a very simple person, he was a realized person. And so many rishis like Sukadeva Goswami and others, they used to go to him. He had two wives, Maitreya and Kaatyayani. Unki do istriyan thi, Maitreya aur Kaatyayani. They had some children, sons and daughters. And when Yajnavalkya became, and he crossed 50-60 years age, then one day he went to his wife, Kaatyayani and Maitreya. He first went to his senior wife, Kaatyayani, and told, I have crossed the age of 15 or 60. Now I want to go to forest and to meditate Krishna. He told also that I have given you son and daughter, so much wealth, so much gold, so much cows, so much good buildings. I have given everything what a person needs. So what you need? Son, daughter, wealth, buildings, gardens, so many cows, lakhs and lakhs cows. So you should permit me to go to jungle and I should concentrate on my mind on Krishna. She told them, yes, you can go, no harm. Because I am happy with my children and you have given everything. Then he went to Maitreya and asked that, my dear, my darling wife, I have given you son and daughter. Also I have given so much wealth, so much gold, garden, cows, everything I have given. Now I have crossed the age of 60. I want to meditate now Krishna. I want to give up household of my life. So please order me. Because order is also essential. Anyone should take sannyas. If he wants to take sannyas, then he should ask his wife. Sometimes she is needed, but when no attachment, oh, he can give up world without taking any permission from anyone. So he asked her permission. She told that, I know that you have given me children. You have given so much wealth, so much cow, so much gold, so big, good building, garden, everything you have given. But why you are going to jungle now? You have all this same thing, what you have given to me. Then why you are going? I want to ask you that what you have given to me, wealth, gold, children, everything. By this, anyone can be happy in this world or not? Can be anyone happy in this world by all these things? And if anyone can be happy, why you are not happy? Why you are getting all and taking renounce order and you are going to meditate? So, please tell me, will I be happy? Then he embraced her wife and told, oh, really, you are my wife. Ardhangini, Ardhangini, you know, half body. Now I am going to tell you that all this what I have given to you cannot make anyone, even an ant or anyone, animal, cannot give happiness and calm of life. Never, never, never. Only you should realize that I am Atma, part and parcel of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of made servant of Krishna. And then meditating on him. And after that, when matured bhakti, then give up this body and also mind, and pure our Atma goes to Vrindavan. This is the first success of this life. Otherwise, one cannot be happy in this world. Unless he realized Krishna mercy and he matured in bhakti and detached with this world, and attachment comes in Krishna, lot of faith, then his life is successful. And he will never have to come in the womb of any mother. Otherwise, he will have to come in this world. And to be in the chain of life, birth and death, suffering. So Indian ladies should have marriage and meet both together. They should worship Krishna. This is the aim of and life of and aim on object of Krishna. Gau Premanande, my heartly blessings to you and your mother, your father. You should be happy in this world. I think that you are feeling some happiness. बहुत अच्छा, मैं इसको देखकर तो बहुत प्रसन्न होगा. मैं इतना जल्दी किसी को हरिनाम नहीं देता, इसे नहीं बना, किंतु उसके रिलेशन से, जानकी के मेरे रिलेशन से, उसने सब कुछ मेरे लिए छोड़ दिया. पहला ओंकार जो गुरु था ना, उनको भी छोड़ दिया, इसीलिए जो कृष्ण की तरफ नहीं बढ़ा सके. हमने उसको जानकी से एकदम बना दिया, राधिका दासी उसको बना दिया.
जानकी
बड़ी, बहनों में सबसे बड़ी, बहुत अच्छा कीर्तन करती है. उसका कैसेट है तुम लोगों के पास, भेजा है? ठीक, कैसेट लगाना, बहुत अच्छा. लो महामंत्र.